Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Denise, we are getting closer and closer to Christmas, and a lot of Christmas trees are being sold in parking lots all over the place, right? But there are living Christmas trees that we could very easily incorporate into our landscapes. And here to tell us more about living Christmas trees is Brent Pearson, an ISA certified arborist. It's been a while since we've last seen you here on the show, Brent. It was back when it was called Sunscape.
Well, thank you for having me. Welcome. Yes, it has been a while. I appreciate it.
Well, before we talk about the living Christmas trees, tell us a little bit about what an arborist is.
An arborist is an expert in everything trees. You learn many different areas of trees, the biology. There's a municipal specialist, which I recently got, and it's a real interesting area to be in.
And you've got to be certified, right? You can't just go around and say, I know what that tree is, and I know how to prune that tree. I'm an arborist.
Correct. I had to study quite a bit. There was 7 domains of a test that I had to pass, and it took probably 2-3 years in order to get the full certification.
What is the ISA?
International Society of Arboriculture.
And you have to be certified with them in order to be an ISA
Correct. Uh-huh.
arborist. Well, you are, I think, only one of 2 arborists that we have here in the city of El Paso.
One of 2 and 1 of 4 in the region. There's Oscar Mestis and John White that live up in Cruces who are also certified arborists. I find it terrible because in places like Austin, we have 200 to 300 certified arborists up there. And in El Paso, we have so few. Granted, we have so few trees here, but that makes our job that much more important.
I'm kind of curious, how does one go about being an arborist? Because it's not like it's something that's offered in college, right? You can't like major in arboriculture.
Yeah. Yes, you can.
You can?
Yes, you can.
Oh, but not here in El Paso.
You have to have so many years of experience prior to us applying for the test. So that is one provision. And then after you have, I think it's 4 years of experience in the profession, and then you can apply for the test. You're accepted to take the test. Then they give you the materials to study. You take the test, and hopefully you pass.
Well, Brent, you also own a tree farm, and I understand that you are providing a few of the Christmas trees that I believe are available through this Living Christmas Tree program you're here to talk about. But I know that an outside company does also provide you with those living Christmas trees. And we also want to make sure we make that distinction between a living Christmas tree and a cut tree. We have our artificial trees versus the trees that are not artificial. You have your cut trees, which are literally cut, and then the living Christmas trees, which are
They have roots on them where you can plant them after Christmas and they will go on to become a nice, vibrant tree which will provide shade.
So what are the benefits of having a living Christmas tree as opposed to maybe a cut tree?
Well, there's numerous benefits. One of them is in the house, they don't shed the needles like a cut Christmas tree would. The living tree has a very aromatic, they're very aromatic as compared to an artificial tree. And then the biggest difference is you have something to show for it after Christmas. You're not filling up a landfill and you're not packing it away in a cardboard box and you can plant it in your yard in honor of somebody or a memoriam of somebody or just for shade. I mean, I have had customers over the years that have planted them for all their kids and now their kids are buying trees and the grandparents are planting for their grandkids. So it's just a wonderful way to leave a legacy.
And trees are great for that because, you know, especially if well cared for, you know, trees are going to last generations. Or even our shortest lived trees, I think, live a good long time compared to our lifespans.
Correct. Hopefully my grandkids look at all the trees I've planted and say, you know, Dad was pretty smart, that guy, after all.
Well, he also had a tree farm, too, so he had good pickings. So you guys are offering Mondale Pines as part of this Living Christmas Tree program. And Mondale Pines are just one of the many kinds of Christmas trees that are available. But maybe explain to us what these Mondale Pines are, maybe compared to other type of evergreen trees.
Well, first off, any tree can be used as a Christmas tree. The Alderica Pine is the botanical name for the Mondale Pine. It's a fast-growing desert pine, well-suited for our area. And it has more of the classic Christmas tree shape. Like I say, you could use another tree that would work would be an Aleppo pine or Italian stone pine, but they have more of a rounded crown to them. And the majority of people like that classic Christmas tree shape.
Pointy top.
Uh-huh. So therefore, we went with the Alderica pine. Like I say, they're well suited for the area. Once their roots are established, their average rate of growth is about 3 feet a year, and they're well adapted to the area. somewhat too good for our area because I see so many of them around. And anytime you have a concentration of one variety of tree, it's not that good. You don't ever want to develop a monoculture. If a pest came in, it wiped out all the Mondale pines, and that's all we have. That's not a good situation.
I like the Mondale pine also. It also makes a really great branching structure, so that's really nice to decorate, to put your lights on. It's going to be sturdy enough to be able to hold all your decorations while it's inside the house.
Correct.
But then outside as well, those really long needles, it just has a really nice shape and I think a nice form to it.
Oh, no doubt, Denise. You can, as the tree grows, you can limb them up from the bottom to where it'll develop a canopy underneath your head. Some people will let them branch lower, but the majority of the people will limb them up and have the crown raised to where they can get under it and utilize it as a nice shade tree.
Right. And it's also really adapted to a lot of different soil types as well.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So that's another great selling point for the Alderica.
When you have it inside, you mentioned decorating it. The best lights are the little Twinkie lights as opposed to the screw-in lights. Uh-huh. They're not as hot and they're not as heavy. Just a little tips on care when you have it inside the house. The best way to water it is with ice cubes, and that waters it very slowly and saturates the root ball, and there's less of a chance of the water running out the little holes in the bottom of the pot. Now, I do provide a tray with it when I bring it in your house. I do bring it in the house and put it where you want it and put it inside the tray, and after that, it's up to you to water it with the ice cubes and then decorate it.
So how often should we check our container, and how often should we water it with the ice cube trays?
I tell people to put the ice cubes in about every 3 days. I mean, it's in a warmer environment, and it will dry out somewhat fast, and it's not going to hurt it to over put too much ice cubes in there. I mean, you want it good moist while it's inside your house. Mm. So every 2 or 3 days.
So these living Christmas trees that you are offering, how big are they?
They're 6 to 8 foot tall.
Pretty good size tree.
Yeah, the standard size ceiling is 8 foot. So at 6 to 8 feet, I mean, I'm about an inch away from the top of your ceiling. I mean, before I drop it off, I usually come in your house and look how high your ceiling is and determine whether I need to bring in a little bit smaller one or a little bit bigger one. But it fits right within the standard height of all our ceilings.
Okay, you just said something that I think perked up a lot of ears. When I go and drop it off, you're actually going to be delivering these trees.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. I mean, I will come. You call me, tell me when you want it, and I make arrangements and bring it to your house. Hopefully you don't have too many steps going up to your front door.
Living on that third-floor apartment without the elevator.
They are quite heavy with the root ball and everything. And then you leave it in the house and take care of it and decorate it. And after New Year's or after Christmas, whenever you're ready, you call me and I come pick it up. You're welcome to keep the tree, and I will plant it at your house for a fee. I think it's $40 or $50, depending on the size of the tree. Or you can give it back. I mean, basically, in essence, rent the tree from me, and I come and pick it up, take it out of your house, and utilize it in a landscape.
Well, that's a pretty good deal, you know, especially for people who may already have, you know, a lot of trees in their yard and they don't have space for another tree that's going to grow rather large in their landscape. They still want a living Christmas tree for the environment's sake. They don't want to be, again, throwing cut trees into a landfill, and they want to have a living Christmas tree. But if they have nowhere to put it afterwards, it's nice to know that they have the option of giving it back to you, and so you can utilize it again in the community.
Last year, I had a couple people that actually gave their tree to their neighbor. I mean, I thought that was wonderful. And another instance this year, El Paso High is utilizing these trees to landscape a certain part of their school grounds. And they asked me if they could trade in their pines for different types of trees after Christmas so they don't have one variety of trees in their landscape. And I said, sure, I'll work with you after Christmas on that. So it's a good way to put trees in our city.
So you wanted to partner up with El Paso High or any other organization? Is that an option for
sure,
you?
Sure, sure. Uh-huh. Just tell me when you order it. It's a little late this season to do it, but it's certainly something to think about next year. I mean, if you have a program and you're looking to get some landscaping done, you can get a neighborhood association or a high school band or whatever. There's numerous different organizations that are looking for something like that, but we can work out a deal to where you have a group of people buy all the pines, and then afterwards I come pick them up and we trade them for different varieties of trees.
Nice. Going back to another thing that you said, that for a fee you can actually, after the Christmas season is over, you will plant the tree for the person who purchased the tree, or again, give it back. But I think that's a great thing to keep in mind for people who may maybe be living alone, or they don't have the physical ability to be carrying a 6 to 8 foot tree right out into their yard and dig a hole in it and then put it in the hole. I think this is a great option for people who do want to put a tree into their landscape, but they don't have the means to go about doing that. You got the arborist to do it for you. You can't get any better than that.
$50 is, I'm looking at my thing, it's $50 is what we charge to plant it. And it is in a 15-gallon container. We typically dig the hole just as deep as the container, which is about 18 inches, 18 to 20 inches, and twice as wide as the root ball. And use the native soil to backfill, leave a well or a basin at the bottom of the tree so it has some capacity to hold water, and just direct you on how many times to water it, depending on the time of the year.
Okay, so let's go back a little bit. If people wanted to purchase one of these living Christmas trees from you, what number are they going to have to call?
They can call or text me at area code 915-588-1562, or they can email me at Pearson, P-E-A-R-S-O-N, trees at gmail.com.
And so once they, maybe somebody tuned in late, once they make the call or they email you, what's the information that you're looking for?
I need to know what part of town they're in and when they would, what day they would need it, and morning or afternoon, whatever works for them, and I'll try to accommodate them as best as I can.
So this is kind of a neat idea, I think, if maybe you already have a Christmas tree and you know somebody who might not have one. I think this would be a great gift for somebody for the holiday season to buy them a living Christmas tree, to have it delivered to them, and then you could plant it in their landscape afterwards. That's a great idea.
I have many instances where that happened.
Yeah, definitely. Or even keep it outside on your front patio or your porch, and then you don't have to hassle with bringing it in the first place.
Just leave it outside.
Leave it outside, decorate it up, and then plant it in the ground.
I have had some people that have tried to use them for multiple years. They are in a black plastic container, and that really doesn't lend itself for keeping the tree in there for over a year. They will survive, but they tend to drop needles in that black plastic container because it absorbs so much heat and it kills the roots around the edges there. So it will survive, but it certainly doesn't thrive. And some of the people have taken especially good care of them during the year, kept insulated the black container. They have used them for 2 or 3 years. I've seen it done, and good for them. I think that's wonderful.
Well, just to recap one more time, Brent Pearson, he is offering living Christmas trees for sale. He will deliver it to your house, and afterwards, if you wish, he can even plant it in your landscape after the holiday season. Brent, what's the number and email once again?
My number is area code 915-588-1562, and my email address is pearsontrees@gmail.com, pearsontrees@gmail.com.
And we'll go ahead and have that information as well on the Good to Grow page in case you need to know more details.
Well, we want
to thank you, Brent Pearson, for being on our show. Brent's an ISA-certified arborist. We hope to see you back here on the show again, not like 20 years since your last appearance on Sunscape.
I hope not, Norma. Well, thank you for having me so much.
We'd also like to thank Evan Walsh for engineering today's show. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.